Well, there's the fanfare. That means it's time for another movie review with our in-house movie critic, Matt Olien. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
You bet, Ashley.
So you've seen St. Francis, and when I first went to go search this, I searched St. Francis with an IS, like St. Francis of Assisi. Little different here.
Little different. So Francis is the name of the six-year-old girl in the movie, the character. And the relationship to our main character, played by Kelly O'Sullivan, is that Kelly O'Sullivan in the movie, she plays an early 30s single woman who ends up being the nanny for Frances, the six-year-old girl who's being raised by both of her mothers. And the bonding that happens between Kelly O'Sullivan's character and Frances is really the core of the movie. Now, the jumping-off point to the movie is it's kind of the plot line you've seen in a few movies recently, and I did review Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always recently, Ashley. That's another film that deals with abortion. This film, though, is more in a lighter tone, whereas Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always was a rather dark tone film. So this film starts, like some of these films start with a one-night stand that Kelly O'Sullivan's character has with a young man who's a very nice person, and they have a nice relationship, but she finds herself pregnant. And that's the jumping-off point, and I can't give away too much more to the story, except that to earn money, she becomes a nanny for these two women and their adopted daughter, Frances, who's a six-year-old. And, you know, initially, she kind of is unsure about being a nanny. She's not wild about being around kids, but the bonding that happens is really interesting. And so I think what's interesting about this film, Ashley, and it's one of the better ones I've seen this year, very well reviewed, is initially when you're watching it, it almost comes off almost like a woke millennial checklist movie. I say that in sort of a comic tone. But it becomes much, much more than that. It becomes much deeper than that. It becomes a film about postpartum depression. It becomes a film which has to do not with the Kelly O'Sullivan character, but with the adoptive parents of Frances, who have another child on the way as well. It becomes something much more than that. And I like this film a lot because it didn't really follow the path I thought it was going to follow in terms of a checklist movie like this. So it surprised me on a few levels. Kelly O'Sullivan also wrote the screenplay. She's the lead actress. She's very good in the movie. She's funny in kind of this dry, sarcastic way. And I like this one a lot. If abortion is a subject that is extremely a divisive type subject, this might not be the film for you to watch, depending on whatever side of the coin you're on. That's not my job to convince people to watch it based on that. But it definitely has a point of view at some point in the movie.
How is the acting from the little kid? Because I saw the trailer. She looks very cute.
She's great. Ramona Edith Williams plays the little child. You know, when you're directing kids this young in a movie, it's always been this debate of how to get a performance out of a child that's 6 years old. Is there some manipulation that goes on from the director and the screenwriter? What really is going on there? Once kids get into that 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old range, a little more precocious, you really can coax a performance out of a child. But whatever they did here works perfectly because she says her lines with this kind of innocence. She's funny. She can be a pill, as a lot of six-year-olds can be. And the acting between Kelly O'Sullivan and Ramona Edith Williams really drives the movie.
Yeah, you almost, from the trailer anyway, get the sense that there might even be just some of this is her being a normal six-year-old, and then they kind of wrote around it, maybe. I mean, I have no idea, of course.
Yes, I would say that's an accurate depiction, Ashley. She's a normal six-year-old. She's got a new baby brother coming into the scene, and I mentioned the postpartum depression that does afflict one of the moms in the movie. That's an interesting side point as well. Bonding with a baby becomes an interesting part of this movie as well. And one of the mothers really has trouble bonding with the new baby. And sure enough, St. Francis, the older sister, is able to hold the baby, able to calm the baby down. Kelly O'Sullivan finds she's better with babies than she ever dreamed she would be. And so it's this kind of family unit that welcomes the nanny in that really kind of saves the day.
It's fascinating to me to just even be able to have a discussion about different sort of responses to motherhood because, you know, Hallmark and Lifetime in particular kinds of movies would have you believe that it's 100% natural all the time, and anybody who wouldn't want this is, you know, insane. But there are real cases of postpartum depression, even in the case of a wanted child. Do they deal with that? I know you said it's a comedy, but is there some depth behind that storyline?
Yes, there's some definite depth behind that storyline, and there's definite depth behind the storyline of Kelly O'Sullivan's character being pregnant at the same time and what she is going to do with that pregnancy. And, you know, the boyfriend is involved with that decision as well, whichever way they go. And again, I'm not going to reveal plot points like that. So, yes, Ashley, there's a lot of depth to the movie when it comes to these important subjects: abortion, pregnancy, postpartum depression. And the director, Alex Thompson, and the screenwriter, Kelly O'Sullivan, delicately ride that fine line that I talk about in cinema a lot, that fine line between comedy, drama, and tragedy. And if you can ride that line and never slip over into very uncomfortable shifts of emotion, which often happen in movies where all of a sudden a movie goes from crazy town to very serious, and it's like, whoa, what just happened? I thought Jojo Rabbit did that unsuccessfully. That was a film that a lot of people liked, but I thought was overrated. This movie rides that line very subtly and very well, so you get the depth of these serious issues going on, but you also get the comedic aspect of Kelly O'Sullivan and this kind of comedic relationship that's often very funny with her and the guy she sleeps with and with on the one night stand.
I have a trivia question for you. Not an Oscar trivia, but the main themes in this film would have been absolutely not allowed even just a few decades ago. They would have been either not allowed or had to be dealt with in very euphemistic terms. We weren't allowed to say, for example, pregnant or pregnancy, or depict childbirth on film because of the production codes that were in effect from more or less the late 20s till almost all the way up into the 70s. And I just want you to list a few of the other in the big top 10 things that you were not allowed to do on film because of the production codes, also known as the Hays Code.
So one of the big ones, Ashley, was a married couple had to have separate beds. I assume that's one you're looking for.
You know, I got a whole list here, but okay. Yes, any, you know, yeah, just list a few.
they had to have separate beds. Their feet, like if there was a scene that took place near a bed, the feet of the actors had to remain on the floor.
Oh, wow.
I believe that was one of the strange things where the feet could never be, like if they were kissing, okay, the feet had to remain on the floor. One person could not be in the bed while the other one was outside the bed. I think that was one that went on for years. Yes, the word pregnant I don't think could be uttered on screen. The word abortion. Many other things like that. I'm kind of gapping on a few of the others, but there were a lot of words I know and a lot of deeds that could not be depicted on screen. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, you couldn't talk about sexually transmitted infections. You couldn't talk about white slavery. You couldn't talk about relationships between white people and black people, specifically any sort of romantic or sexual relationship there. Obviously, no references to any of this in regards to children, but also ridicule of the clergy you weren't allowed to do, or very much profanity and words that we wouldn't probably blink too much at anymore these days.
Well, the word damn that Clark Gable utters at the end of Gone with the Wind, they had to, you know, fight tooth and nail to get that line in the movie, and that was 1939. Yes, the depiction of the clergy was very sensitive because Joseph Breen was a big shot in the Catholic Church who had a lot to do with the Hays Code. And, there was a lot of weird stuff going on in the movie industry back then.
Well, we've been to the movies with Matt Olean. Thanks, Matt.
Yep.